PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, in his first speech since taking the oath of office, President Trump vows to put America first, saying from this moment on, America's decline is over.
From this day forward, our country will flourish and be respected again all over the world.
Trump's promises to beef up security at the southern border with Mexico began taking effect soon after he was inaugurated, making good on his defining political promise to crack down on immigration and marking another wild swing in White House policy on the divisive issue. And hours after his inauguration, the president signed several executive orders, including one that grants pardons to roughly 1,500 people who were convicted in the January 6th riots. He's also signed an executive order that designates drug cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. Earlier Monday, he signed an order that rescinds almost 80 of former President Biden's executive actions. Meantime, the brother of New Jersey native Brian Sicknick, who died following the January 6th riots, told ABC News that President Trump's pardon of the 1,500 convicted is a betrayal of decency. He said there is no longer a rule of law and that Trump has no understanding of the pain or suffering of others. Sicknick suffered a stroke, died from natural causes. The medical examiner says all that transpired on that day played a role in his condition. This portion of the news is made possible by CSI Group, your tax experts for over 50 years. Call them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS for a quick quote over the phone. Don't go it alone. Trust the experts with your taxes and get peace of mind knowing they were done right. 1-800-TAX-LAWS or visit CSICPA.com. A study published in the Journal of Clinical and Aesthetic Dermatology shows there is an unhealthy surge in plastic surgery inspired by social media. As a result of the selfie culture, users have developed Snapchat dysphoria and are seeking out procedures to copy filtered images of themselves, says New Jersey plastic surgeon Dr. Smita Ramanadam.
And so we're seeing people coming in requesting rhinoplasties or even liquid rhinoplasties where we can alter the shape of the nose using fillers. They're coming in for lip fillers, really any sort of procedure that can make them feel and look their best.
She says the study found that aesthetics procedures increased from 64 to 86%, and those who sought out a consultation with a surgeon soared from 44 to 68%. Download our free app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Bone-chilling temps continue. When will we see relief? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 in skin weather. Cold weather advisory continues into tomorrow. High temperatures today only reaching the upper teens. Let me give you a little climatological context here. The last time we had a day with highs in the teens was just over 2 years ago, Christmas Eve 2022. The last time we had two consecutive days of teens was almost 6 years ago, 2019. So this isn't all that common. It's cold. Bundle up. We'll see sun turning to clouds this afternoon. A quick snow shower may clip the southern coast of New Jersey this evening. Maybe a coating of accumulation somewhere. Then clearing skies and frigid temperatures overnight. Lows back in the single digits for most. Sunny and very cold tomorrow. Highs back in the upper teens. And Thursday will be a little bit better, a little bit warmer. With sun and clouds, highs in the upper 20s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Clark is 16, Middletown is 16, Atlantic City is 17. Weather brought to you by Optimum Business. Take your business to the next level with Optimum Business Essentials. Get reliable, secure internet, connection backup, and business phone all for just $90 a month. Visit Optimum.com/business or call 8552-OPTIMUM today.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.